From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, with music from Deerhoof and Panda Bear, also some German-inspired progressive rock in the Motor City. But first, I'll start with Block Party. The first CD by this East London band felt inspired by the rhythms and politics from the late 70s punkish bands. The Gang of Four is a band that comes to mind. The new Block Party record has more of a modern R&B feel at times, and perhaps it's influenced by the band TV on the Radio. This tune, called Waiting for the 718, has lead singer Kelly Okereke reflecting on his pal's not-so-beautiful life after getting out of college. The new CD by Block Party is called A Weekend in the City, and that was Waiting for the 718. Another reflection on London life, this from a Scotsman. James Yorkston is an acoustic musician and part of a collective of musicians known as the Fence Collective. Katie Tunstall is the most well-known of these musicians. The cut I'm going to play doesn't reflect the musical tone of the record, but it's an introspective story. It'll tell you a lot about this songwriter. And after hearing this tune, I came to admire this guy, and it was a joy to hear the other tunes. This is from James Yorkston. It's called Woozy on Cider.
Watching the park quieten from the hotel window, I hear you softly sleep amongst the cars and saluting songbirds. For a city whose size had scared me for years, right now it's a feeble evening roar, not unsimilar to a beach evening ending. On the table to my left, there's a magazine with a picture of a dead monkey, making a mockery of what I'd call art. But what would I know about the scene in this city that has swallowed up friends, lovers, and family? Just give me a village the size of a teacup. But you're happier here, spread out with your eyes closed. I feel I should order a drink in celebration to welcome the summer whose first day is ending. But should you wake, you'd catch me, of course, and ask me the wisdom of drinking once more. I cast my mind back to yesterday's wedding, where we got drunk and fell over. I did my best to be polite to a family I'd never met, but on numerous occasions, I guess I could have tried harder. Of course, by the end of the night, I was best friends with everyone and everyone's wife. But right now, I can remember their names no matter how hard I tried. As the sun glares through the hotel window, I wonder of our future and where it'll lead to. I wonder if you'll be laying there 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the line. I'll still be staring out at the street, confused about love and life. It'll be interesting to see if anyone ever bought those songs of mine, if anyone heard those words that I never got quite right. I think I can be honest in presuming the world is not exactly going to be leaping out of his bed to make me rich, using my songs in adverts, selling oranges, or lemons. Who knows, I may end up owning the whole street, or more likely, sleeping under a tree in the park opposite. Would the runners keep me awake, or would I keep them asleep? I hope I'd have the sense to move back home, as lovely as today is. I imagine the winter would be rather cold. I've been told for years that the devil had the best tunes, and that the devil lived down here, whereas us country folk weren't worth the salt from the road. From expat magazine editors who chose to lose their temper on the easily persuaded northern town dwellers. And sure enough, 99% of the people I meet have scant regard for entertaining me. It seems I'm too old, and too slow, and too quiet, and just wrong. Well, I'm glad. In their cocaine-fueled electronic cabarets, I'll be the man at the bar drinking overpriced whiskey from a barmaid who's too good to catch my eye. As she only works here two nights a week, the rest of the time she's a singer in a rock and roll band. I bet she'd change her tune if I told her my album had peaked at number 172. That I also had friends who worked in bars, and that didn't define who they are. Though it certainly helps their capacity to drink. But I've strayed off the subject, and now I'll be leaning over and waking you up. And you'll squint at me through the cracks between your eyelids, woozy with cider. As if you're asking just exactly where we are, and exactly what I wanted. And I'll be happy, as we won't be taking anything too seriously.
James Yorkston's the artist. The CD's called Year of the Leopard, and that was called Woozy on Cider. Panda Bear is a name Noah Lennox uses when he records music, and he's been doing that since he was a kid. He and some Baltimore friends would eventually record under the name Animal Collective. Their music's often fun, sometimes dreamy, always playful. Panda Bear has a new collection of songs he recorded in Lisbon, where he's been living. The CD's called Person Pitch, and this is called Bros.
Hey, hey.
Hand Bear from a CD called Person Pitch. Our thanks to the folks at Podtrax for a sneak preview from this new CD. It's called Person Pitch. Panda Bear is the artist. Deerhoof is a San Francisco art band. They've been making uncompromising music since 1994. They've pared down to a trio, and I find their music a bit easier to listen to now. This tune from their CD Friend Opportunity is easily the most pop-leaning of all. It's called Matchbook Seeks Maniac. Deerhoof is the band, and that song, Matchbook Seeks Maniac, is on a new CD called Friend Opportunity. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. When the son of legendary guitarist Ali Fakature was growing up in Mali, he played the calabash and other percussive instruments, but oddly enough, his later-to-be-famous dad didn't want him to become a musician. He wanted him to be a soldier. Well, Vea would have none of that, and he learned to play guitar secretly jamming along with his dad from the recordings his father had made. Now he has his own collection of music on his debut CD, and though he sure sounds a lot like his dad, Vea Farkature has a sound all his own. This is called Courage. Thank you. Vea Farcaturi. His debut CD features a song recorded with his father and another with the great kora player Tumani Diabate. Who would have thought that the current purveyors of krautrock, that German hard-driving progressive rock from the 70s, would be found in Detroit? But here they are, a band called Giant Brain. From a CD called Plume, this is Ausgesetzt, with an opening bass line that sounds an awful lot like Para Ubu's song Non-Alignment Pack. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our engineer is Bill Deputy. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.